with this KLEM Sports Update for this Monday, March 6th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Coming your way later this afternoon on KLEM Radio and online at KLEM1410.com, we'll go back down to Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines for the boys' state basketball tournament as Remsen St. Mary's looks to make their seventh consecutive boys' state basketball tournament appearance, taking on Gladbrook Rhinebeck, the 3 seed in the Class 1A field. We'll have all the action with pregame starting at 3:30. Tip-off will follow at 3:45, and you can catch all the action right here between the Rebels and the Hawks right here on KLEM Radio and online listening as well at KLEM1410.com. Again, pregame's at 3:30. Tip-off is at 3:45. And over the weekend, the state championship games were played in the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union State Basketball Tournament at Wells Fargo Arena. On Friday night, it was the Class 5A State Championship as top seed Pleasant Valley defeated second seed Johnston 59-56. The 3A State Championship saw the 6 seed Sioux Center beat the 4 seed Benton Community 62-47. On Saturday, the 4A state title game saw top seed Dallas Center Grimes beat the 2nd seed North Polk 57-50. In the 2A title game, top seed Dyke New Hartford won their 3rd consecutive state tournament over the 2 seed Central Lyon by a final of 64-49. And finally, in the 1A title game, it was the 3rd time in the last 4 years Bishop Garrigan and Newell Fonda met up with each other in the championship game, but this time it'd be Bishop Garrigan who came away with the championship 68-57, the Golden Bears winning their 2nd consecutive state tournament. And after the 1A championship game, the Class 1A all-tournament team was announced, and that included a Remsen St. Mary's girls basketball athlete. Junior guard Whitney Jensen was named to the all-tournament team. She scored 23 points, recorded 10 rebounds, and 6 steals in 2 state tournament games at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, leading the Hawks to a semifinal finish and a loss in the semifinal round at the hands to the state champs in Bishop Garrigan of Algona. Again, Whitney Jensen named the Class 1A all-tournament team following the 1A championship game on Saturday night. She's the first ever Remsen St. Mary's girls basketball athlete to be named to that all-tournament team. So congratulations to Whitney Jensen, and once again, congratulations to the Hawks on an outstanding girls basketball season getting to the state tournament. If you missed it over the weekend or on Friday night sportscast, we do have quotes from Scott Willman, Claire Schrader, and Whitney Jensen. They're up on our website at KLEM1410.com. Just hover over the sports tab, click on local sports news, and you'll find the article right at the top of that page. Again, congratulations to Remsen St. Mary's girls basketball on an outstanding girls basketball season. Let's take a look at some other sports news and results from area athletes. No, the wrestling season might be done for girls in the sanctioned levels and the boys at the sanctioned level, but the AAU Iowa Girls State Wrestling Tournament took place this weekend. A couple of Bulldog wrestlers were able to take the mats and hopefully continue a good season. Taking a look first at the middle school level, 7th and 8th graders at 120 pounds, Britt Hesenius finished 2nd in the state. And if you know, anything about wrestling in Lamar, is a Hesenius name usually bodes well. She had an outstanding tournament, winning her first 4 matches and then eventually lost by pin in the title match. Her first 4 matches all ended in tight decisions, but a good showing by Britt Hesenius, 2nd in the state at the AAU Iowa Girls Wrestling State Tournament over the weekend. And in the high school level at 102 pounds, Kira Hesenius finished 4th. She won 3 of her first 4 matches, losing her semifinal match, and then lost a 3rd place match in a 5-2 decision as well. Again, Britt Hesenius, 2nd place at 120 pounds in the middle school level at the AAU Girls State Wrestling Tournament, and Kira Hesenius was 4th at 102 pounds at the high school level for the Bulldogs. The Bulldogs also did send some other wrestlers, none of them were able to place as high as the Hesenius's over the weekend. Let's take a look now at the sports schedule for today. And of course, the Iowa State basketball tournament, boys basketball tournament, gets started at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines today. Taking a look at the Class 1A schedule, the day will get started with top seed Grandview Christian taking on the 8th seed in New London. 4 seed West Harrison will then match up with the 5 seed Dunkerton. 2nd seed North Lynn will take on 7 seeded Madrid in the 1A quarterfinal round. And then, of course, our contest actually going to wrap up the 1A quarterfinals. 3 seed Gladbrook Rhinebeck taking on 6 seed Remsen St. Mary's. Our pregame coverage gets scheduled to get underway at 3 o'clock. Tip-off will follow at 3:45 right here on KLEM Radio. And then half of the 2A quarterfinals will be played later on this evening. Top seed Central Lyon will take on the 8 seed Des Moines Christian, and the 4 seed Pella Christian will match up with the 5 seed in MFL Marmac. But again, make sure you tune in later on this afternoon. Pregame at 3:30, tip-off at 3:45 as Remsen St. Mary's boys basketball makes their 7th consecutive state tournament appearance, taking on the 3 seed in Gladbrook Rhinebeck. We'll have all the action for you on KLEM Radio. Don't forget, you can also check out KLEM1410.com for up-to-date sports news, or you can follow us on Twitter at KLEM Sports on Twitter to get all the news notes from around the area in the world of sports sent right to your Twitter feed. This has been your Monday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.